definitely in the early stages of what's going to be a bit of a marathon for many folks across eastern, central Nova Scotia, even towards the west. I mean, we're looking at gusts in the Yarmouth area, you know, upwards of in the Bryer Island area as well, upwards of 70, 80, 90 kilometers per hour. But it's the central and eastern areas, the Halifax area, Halifax Stanfield now sustained at 75, gusting to 110 kilometers per hour. So Halifax Dockyard sustained at 73, gusting to 100. And when we move to the east, Jeff, we're seeing some just incredible numbers starting to come in. Oh, McNabb's Island just updated. McNabb's Island sustained at 94, gusting to 121. That Sable Island station we've been talking about,
yeah,
sustained at 101, gusting to 131. But that's where we're really starting to see some incredible wind gusts are across the Anaganish area.
Yeah.
And for you folks in Anaganish, I'm sure it sounds like a freight train out there right now. When we're seeing, we've done on a couple of shows this week, talked about the Cape Breton Mesonet. Jonathan Buffett has developed this amazing network of weather stations all across Cape Breton and also into Anaganish County, and that Mesonet is already proving to be extremely valuable in this event. I hope I'm saying this right, but Arisag,
I think,
which is along the coast in Anaganish County, edging towards Pictou County, but in Anaganish, northwestern Anaganish County, that weather station has clocked a wind gust of 172 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.